Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill. Today in Bajan History, April 14th, 1816. Outbreak of the 1816 Barbados Slave Rebellion. On the night of April 14, 1816, the Bussa Rebellion began at Bailey's Plantation in St. Philip, when enslaved freedom fighters set fire to cane fields and buildings on the estate. The revolutionaries were led by Bussa, Mingo, King Wiltshire, Jackie, and David, and the rebellion quickly engulfed neighboring parishes. Local newspaper, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette, published a series of editorials, reports, and official proclamations, which captured the sense of shock and panic which permeated the island. One report noted that the rebellion began at so early an hour as 2 a.m. of Easter Monday. This island was placed under martial law in order to quell a perfidious league of slaves in the parishes of St. Philip, Christchurch, St. John, and St. George, who in their mad career were setting fire to fields of cane, as well as pillaging and destroying the buildings on many estates, and otherwise pursuing a system of devastation which has seldom been equaled. Upon receiving the intelligence of full-scale rebellion, Colonel Cott, who was in command of the garrison of St. Anne, dispatched his troops to the affected parishes, which were described as a scene of desolation. According to the newspaper, during direct confrontations with the colonial troops at Thickets and other plantations, many of the enslaved insurgents were shot and killed, while others dispersed in an effort to escape the advancing troops. Upwards of 400 rebels who were arrested were imprisoned aboard ships in Carlisle Bay whilst awaiting trial. On April 16th, John Spooner, a local plantation attorney who acted as governor of Barbados, issued a proclamation which spoke to the treatment of enslaved persons charged with rebellion. Whilst conceding that enslaved persons who committed depredations across the island merited exemplary punishment, he cautioned that the rules and disciplines of war must be upheld. Efforts were made by the authorities to protect innocent parties, especially women and children, and those persons coerced to participate through the terror of the insurgents. In consequence, His Majesty's free pardon was offered to the enslaved who were not principal instigators or advisors in the insurrection, once they gave themselves up or returned to their owner within 5 days. The 1816 Barbados Slave Rebellion, which one local newspaper dubbed the War of General Bussa, entailed months of strategic planning and coordination. The sheer number of rebels willing to die for their freedom and the scale of destruction wrought shattered the myth that the enslaved population in Barbados were perfectly contented with their condition.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.